School Leadership That Works, From Research to Results. Authors, Robert Marzano, Timothy Waters and Brian McNulty. A different perspective. Leadership has long been perceived to be important to the effective functioning of organisations in general and in schools in particular. Our meta-analysis of 35 years provides strong guidance on specific leadership behaviours for school administrators, which have well-documented effects on student achievement. Meta-analysis refers to an array of techniques for synthesising the results of research by combing the results of a number of independent studies. What's significant about meta-analysis is that it helps control and reduce errors by examining findings across many studies. Our meta-analysis is designed to determine what 35 years of research tells us about school leadership. 21 Responsibilities of the School Leader. Research on principal leadership not only must attend to general characteristics of behaviour, such as has a vision, but also must identify specific actions that affect student achievement. Consequently, and after examining 69 studies, we identified 21 categories of behaviours that we refer to as responsibilities. 1. Affirmation. It's the extent to which the leader recognises and celebrates school accomplishments and acknowledges failures. The specific behaviour associated with this responsibility, as found in our meta-analysis, is systematically and fairly recognising and celebrating the accomplishments of students, teachers and the school as a whole. 2. Change agent. This responsibility refers to the leader's disposition to challenge the status quo. The responsibility of acting as the change agent is highlighted by the extent to which staff feel empowered to make decisions and feel free to experiment and take risks. Specific behaviours and characteristics associated with this responsibility and identified in our meta-analysis are systematically considering new and better ways of doing things and consistently attempting to operate at the edge versus at the centre of the school's competence. 3. Contingent rewards. It refers to the extent of which the school leader recognises and rewards individual accomplishments. Recognitions are opportunities to remind everyone of what's important and what they value. Specific behaviours and characteristics associated with this responsibility are using hard work results as the basis for reward and recognition, and using performance versus seniority as primary criterion for rewards and recognition. 4. Communication. It refers to the extent of which the school leader establishes strong lines of communication with and between teachers and students. Effective communication is considered the glue that holds together all responsibilities of leadership. The specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are developing open and effective means for teachers to communicate with one another and being easily accessible to teachers. 5. Culture. An effective leader builds a culture that positively influences teachers who in turn positively influence students. Consequently, an effective culture is the primary tool within which a leader fosters change. We found the following behaviours associated with this responsibility. Promoting cohesion among staff, promoting a sense of well-being, and developing a shared vision of what the school could be like. 6. Discipline. One important role of the school principal is to protect teachers from overdue distractions and outside interference. Specific behaviours and characteristics associated with this responsibility are protecting instructional time from interruptions and protecting teachers from the internal and external distractions. 7. Flexibility. It refers to the extent of which teachers adapt their leadership behaviour to the needs of the current situation and are comfortable with the dissent. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility include adapting leadership style of the needs of the specific situations, being directive or non-directive if the situation warrants, encouraging people to express diverse and contrary opinions, and being comfortable with making major changes in how things are done. 8. Focus. It refers to the extent of which the leader establishes clear goals and keeps those goals in the forefront of the school's attention. Effective execution of the responsibility provides a safeguard against expanding vast amounts of energy and resources on school improvement initiatives that go nowhere. Specific behaviour associated with this responsibility is establishing high concrete goals and expectations that all students will meet. 9. Ideals or beliefs. Human beings are usually at their best when they operate from a set of strong ideals and beliefs. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility include possessing and sharing well-defined beliefs about schools, teaching and learning, and demonstrating behaviours that are consistent with beliefs. 10. Input. Input refers to the extent of which the school teacher involves teachers in the design and implementation of important decisions and policies. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are providing opportunities to staff to be involved in developing school policies and using leadership teams in decision-making. 11. Intellectual stimulation. It refers to the extent of which the school leader ensures that faculty and staff are aware of most current theories and practices regarding effective schooling. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility include being informed and continuously exposing staff to cutting-edge research and theory on effective schooling, fostering a systematic discussion regarding current research and theory on effective schooling. 12. Involvement in curriculum, instruction and assessment. This responsibility addresses the extent to which the principal is directly involved in the design and implementation of curriculum, instruction and assessment activities at the classroom level. Specific behaviours associated with this being direct, involving in helping teachers to design curricular activities and address assessments and instructional issues. 13. Knowledge of curriculum, instruction and assessment. This responsibility addresses the extent to which the leader is aware of the best practices in these domains. This awareness is necessary to provide guidance for teachers on the day-to-day tasks of teaching and learning. The specific behaviour associated with this responsibility, processing extensive knowledge about effective instructional, curricular and assessment practices. 14. Monitoring or evaluating. This responsibility refers to the extent of which the principal monitors the effectiveness of the school practices in terms of their impact on student achievement. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are the following. Continually monitoring the effectiveness of the school's curriculum, instructional and assessment practices. Being continually aware of the impact of the school's practices on student achievement. 15. Optimizer. This responsibility refers to the extent of which the leader inspires others and is the driving force when implementing a challenging innovation. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility include inspiring teachers to accomplish things that might be beyond their grasp, being the driving force behind major initiatives, and portraying a positive attitude about the ability of staff to accomplish substantial things. 16. Order. It's the extent of which the leader establishes a set of standard operating principles and routines. Daily routines can help teacher learning and they can also send important signals about the organisation's priorities. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are the following. Establishing routines for the smooth running of the school that staff understand and follow. Providing and reinforcing clear structures, rules and procedures for both students and staff. 17. Outreach. It refers to the extent to which the leader is an advocate and a spokesperson for the school to all stakeholders. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are the following. Ensuring that the school complies with all district and state mandates. Being an advocate for the school with parents, central office and the community at large. 18. Relationships. It refers to the extent of which the school leader demonstrates an awareness of the personal lives of teachers and staff. The effective principal should rely more heavily on the face-to-face relationships than the bureaucratic routines. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility are the following. Being more aware of personal needs of the teachers and maintaining personal relationships with the teachers. 19. Resources. It refers to the extent of which the leader provides teachers with the materials and professional development necessary for the successful execution of their duties. Specific behaviour associated with this responsibility is ensuring that teachers have the necessary materials, equipments and staff development opportunities to directly enhance their teaching. 20. Situational awareness. It addresses the leader's awareness of the details and the undercurrents regarding the functioning of the school and the use of this information to address current and potential problems. Specific behaviours associated with this responsibility include accurately predicting what could go wrong from day to day and being aware of issues in the school that have not surfaced but could create discord. 21. Visibility. It addresses the extent to which the school leader has contact and interacts with teachers, students and parents. Specific behaviours and characteristics associated with this responsibility are the following. Having frequent contact with students and being highly visible to students, teachers and parents. The need to lead. At no time in recent memory has the need for effective and inspired leadership been more pressing than it is today. The expectation that no child be left behind in a world and an economy that will require everyone's best isn't likely to subside. The time for improving our schools is short, and the opportunity lead is ours. The only thing left to do is act. And we hope that school leaders have learned to translate their vision into plans, and that their plans into actions will change not only our schools, but potentially the world.